Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hello, welcome to episode 113 from Long Distance to Marriage. We wanted to kind of revisit a topic we've touched on from various angles in different podcast episodes, but give it its own sort of focus. And that's sort of around supporting your partner's interests and being active in them where you can. And realistically, you know, it's hard right now to do some of the things we all enjoy because of lockdown and stuff like that. But it's kind of more important than ever to make sure that you have your time doing what it is you love and that your partner can be a part of that when possible. So I guess, like, for example, let's jump in here. You ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You're just not talking, so I just want to make sure you're prepared.
Just listening to the monologue.
Well, you don't join in sometimes, so it's just me talking. So yeah, I guess what we're getting at really is if there's something your partner enjoys doing, you know, like for men, that might be certain sporting events, teams they support. For women, it might be the theater or might be sportswoman as well. You know, whatever. Everyone has their own different things they like. But there's a real importance to sometimes being involved in those things. You know, we had an episode a while back on, you know, kind of having common interests and stuff. You know, you don't have to like all the same stuff, but you should support it in your partner if they like it. But it's also really good to be actively involved sometimes. So, like we said, in lockdown, that's a bit hard. Like, people can't go to sporting events. Theaters, you know, in various countries are open or not. But I guess, like, for example, you really like certain bands I'm maybe not a huge fan of. What does it mean to you when I'm happy to, like, go to those events, though, and enjoy it with you?
It's nice. You know, I don't know, we spend a lot of time together, like, almost all of our time together, so...
Especially now.
Yeah, especially now, but we did anyway. So I think it's an unspoken form of support. Like, if you weren't there, I'd miss you and stuff. Like, I wouldn't feel abandoned or, like, you'd let me down if you weren't there, but it's just nice that we can enjoy things together. Because when it's something's important to you, like, if you're talking about music and you go there and it's a moment,
mm-hmm.
rather than something you enjoy, like, maybe your favourite film or whatever, or maybe that too. You know, when there's something you enjoy, it's a special moment and you like to share those things with someone who's important to you.
Yeah.
So if you weren't there, I would still have fun, but you'd think, well, one, I miss you because we're normally together, and two, we're not getting to share this moment together. So, you know, it's important for that.
Can I just say how cute you are that you've just admitted we spend most of our time together, but when you're not there, I miss you.
Well, I can't miss you when you are there.
No, I'm just saying, like, the rare occasion that you're away from me, you actually do miss me.
Yeah, of course.
And that's just very sweet.
Yeah, I am, like, sweet. Yeah.
You are, but...
Fucking brilliant.
Because it's shit like that, people don't realise that you're so sweet. You actually are the sweetest. Yeah, but that is totally true. Like, that knowledge of, you know, like, oh, I'm doing something right now, a hobby or an experience that means the world to me, and my partner's here with me. And even if it's not their thing, like, that sometimes makes it more wonderful. Like, this isn't their thing.
Yeah, they're only doing it for you.
Yeah, they're here with me. They're enjoying it with me. Like, you know, Rich is a huge Guns N' Roses fan. You know, loves Slash. You know, you've been to a couple of their reunion concerts, you know, in the past few years when they've been touring again. And that was a dream for you because you were too little to go. Like, you didn't get to see it before, when they were together the first time, because you were so young. I enjoy Guns N' Roses music, absolutely, but, like, I wouldn't call myself a fan, certainly not to the level you are.
Ironically, that was probably one of them, like, so you didn't come to either of those shows.
Yeah.
And I probably had more fun with you not being there, because I knew you wouldn't have enjoyed it as much.
Well, that's
and
fair.
And so I was with Fred. That was one of those rare moments. Like, other bands, it doesn't happen as much, because it was a reunion and I was with friends who we all had equal level of enjoyment, there wasn't any part of me that's like, are you enjoying this?
Exactly. You know? And that's important too. Well, and I think I was absolutely invited to that, but it was do you want to? And, like, when you know, you, like, your guy friends were coming from around the country to London to, like, go to this night out.
It was a big
out.
Deal, yeah.
And I, well, yeah, because they hadn't, it was, like, the original lineup. And I was like, well, you know what? It's not that big a deal to me. And knowing that you're going to be there with your friends, like, your guy friends coming from all around the country to London for this concert, you'll probably have a better time there just with the guys, and I'm happy to do that, you know. So there is a balance. You don't have to do everything, and you need to recognize when it needs to be a girls' night and you shouldn't be there, and vice versa when it's boys' time. Like, we girls need time with their girlfriends without their partners, and guys need that too.
That might have been part of it too. You would have been the only woman.
That's true.
I think that came up. You're like, oh, is
it your really? Mom and stepdad were going the same night, but they were sitting elsewhere, and you're like, well, if you don't want to sit with us, you can sit with them. And I was like, I don't really want to do that. So I would just feel like a third wheel, no matter where I went.
Be in the way. But you know, you don't have to do.
You thought I was going to be in the way. I thought
you thought you were going to be in the way.
Yeah,
but you don't have to do everything together.
Yeah, and then on the other topic though, there was another time that Slash was playing with Miles Kennedy, and. And I did come. Yeah, but there was another friend there, I think, and your mom came. It was just like a random group of us went.
Yeah, we weren't sitting with them.
And, you know, that was really a great experience, and it was something I really enjoyed. Like, you know, remembering when they played Sweet Child of Mine, like, even though it wasn't the original singer and stuff like that, like, the whole audience was just, like, up on there. Everyone was dancing and singing. Like, that was an experience that, you know, is one of, like, my favorite memories, as being, you know, in that stadium or concert venue, whatever it was, to support that. And then, like, for me, I enjoy things that you don't enjoy so much. Like, I love history so much. Like, we go to...
I quite like history, but we have a lot of history in this country. So we can kind of take it for granted until you kind of see it all when you're a kid. Like, when we're at school, it's like, let's go to this castle, let's go to that. But then by the time you get to adulthood, you're like, okay, yeah, that's cool. That's just there now.
Whereas for me, growing up in another country, loving history and reading about it, and then finally being able to go to those places, it's huge for me. Like, you know, I've always loved Tudor history, and, you know, being able to go to, like, some of the palaces and castles where, like, Henry VIII lived, and, like, seeing, you know, Tower Green where Anne Boleyn was executed and stuff. Like, that sounds really horrible of me to be excited about that, but, you know, these are things I've read about, and
it's a historical moment.
Well, yeah, but in there, it's in a historical period which resonates with me for whatever reason that I love.
Bloodlust.
Yeah, I want to have six wives and kill them all. Although he didn't kill them all. But, you know, like, that's not necessarily your thing. You do enjoy it. You like seeing the stately homes. You like the gardens and stuff. But when we go to those, I know that you're there because I want to be there.
Hmm.
It's not because you fancy seeing a fancy stately home. Like, that's for me. And sometimes it's nice for me to go without you, too. Like, my sister and her family were here visiting a couple years ago. And we wanted to go to one of the palaces that you'd been to with me a few times, at least.
And I'd been there before you were here.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there enough times.
There's never enough times to go to Hampton Court. But, you know, my sister really wanted to go. She's also interested in that historical period with me. So me and my sister and brother-in-law and the kids, like, we went and had a great day. Like,
What did I do? Did I just stay home?
I think you just stayed home. Yeah. Like, we had a great day. And, you know, I missed you, but it was like... It was also nice because I know it's not your thing to not be worrying, like, oh, is he bored? Is he, you know, da, 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 but...
Well, the thing is, too, because we spend so much time together, especially at lockdown, I never have a day to myself.
Mm.
So you doing that gave me opportunity to do other things that I wouldn't normally get to do. It's just like, okay. And it wasn't a huge, you know, it was a day, which means I saw you in the morning and you were home late afternoon. So it's actually really just, you know,
a chunk of the day. Yeah, so 8 hours probably,
you know, which it's a nice opportunity, so you can support well, I'll let you carry on with what you're gonna say.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you were just gonna say. Like, you can support someone's interests by being present and doing those things with them where possible, but also just giving them space to allow those things, whatever that means, whether it's going with their friends to a concert, spending a day with their family, you know, being with their friends, or just going out and doing something themselves, or giving them space in the home to do that.
Yeah, and, like, just not, you know, maybe some people can be too demanding. Like, we never say to each other, we never make each other a burden. So never make ourselves a burden. Like, you can't do that. You need to be with me right now.
Mm.
Yeah, there are moments when we say, are we spending any time together if we've been really busy? But there's never a demand for attention, and there's a lot of balance.
No, but...
Well, I need to do this, or I want to do this. Are you okay with that? Yeah, that's fine. I'll do this. That's probably enhanced because we spend so much time together that we don't feel like, you know, that it's a problem. But at the same time, there's no obligation to have that approach. You know, I think a lot of things, no, you can't do it. You need to be with me. We need to do this. Do it here. I don't want you talking to so-and-so. Like, some of these may be bordering on toxic behaviours. If I don't want you being there without me, I don't trust you. That's a big one. That's, you know, going to a concert, and you don't come to every show that we play either, you know, the more local stuff. So
your band.
Yeah, there's never been any issue of trust. Mm-mm. Like, well, if I'm not there, what are you going to be getting up to? I don't want you being out with your guy friends, and a couple of them were single. Like, you know, there's never been any mention of that. It's just like, yeah, go have fun, I'll be here, let me know you're safe. It was just after the terrorist attack in Manchester, wasn't it? It's like,
yeah, when you went to that, when you went to that Guns N' Roses concert, yeah,
not long before the Manchester Arena had been bombed, so it was like, you know, let me know you're safe kind of thing, which is fair enough.
Well, it was actually quite, I said, like, text me every chance you get, please, like, I just want to know that everything's okay, like, not every 5 minutes, but just, you know, keep me abreast.
And then I had to manage expectations there, because it was, well, one, I don't know what it's going to be. As it turned out, my phone died. I don't know if it was because there's so many people. My battery just drained that night. So it's like,
but you did let me know.
I did let you know, but I also let you know in advance, like, look, if I don't, there's probably a reason.
Well, yeah, but I also said, well, you need to.
Yeah, so, but we had a conversation about it. Yeah. And I didn't want to say, yes, I'll text you every 20 minutes and then forget, and then you be really worried. So we just had, you know, we had all that conversation, like we always talk about communication. But the point is, it wasn't, I can't be there, you can't go, I don't trust you, do this, do that. And equally, if you want to do something, you want to go to Hampton Court and things, I don't say, well, what am I doing all day? You're going to just leave me here being bored? Like, you're grown up, you find things to do. And I think that's the important part of this, is you support people by being there. And often support, and doing things you don't necessarily want to do, but also by, as you said, giving them the space to do what they want. Like, things are important to us all that don't have to be important to other people, and you just shouldn't be made to feel guilty I suppose guilty is the best word for it, for, you know, for enjoying it.
Yeah, and, you know, when possible, you want to enjoy those things with your partner, so, you know, find a way to make them present. And, you know, like, for some people that are interested in things that they don't think their partner would enjoy, like, you know, maybe, again, going back to the stereotypical thing, like, if it's men and it's sports, maybe women and art, like, you know, girls like to, for the most part, be a part of what their boyfriends enjoy, probably more than the other way around. Like, you know, if you want to go to a sporting event, like, girls often enjoy just being there with you, you know, and they just making sure that they feel like they can be a part. I guess I'm flipping this the other way now. Like, yes, you know, show support, be involved in your partner's interest when you can, but also don't make your partner feel like they can't be a part of what you enjoy. You know, like, I'm always invited to your shows. I'm not in your band, but, like, I'm always invited to be there if I want to. You know, you can always use my help carrying heavy guitar shit around.
But this is probably, I think, early days in a relationship, and if you're long distance and you meet, this is probably easier because you want to spend all your time together, and it's part of getting to know each other, is what do you like, tell me what you enjoy and all this kind of stuff. I think this becomes more of a potential issue and something that needs to be consciously done the further into a relationship you get, because, you know, obviously everyone knows, like, you can get complacent after a while, you start taking it for granted after a while, and it's just like, no, you go and do whatever you want, you know, I'll be here. And the old cliche about, you know, you let yourself go when you're married and you kind of stop trying. And so I think this is a big part of that. Still show interest in your partner, and that extends to showing interest in their interests or giving them a healthy environment to enjoy themselves without feeling any negative emotion for it.
Yeah, or giving them the space to enjoy their interests. Like, certain things you maybe can't do together. Like, if your partner is a painter or creates a certain thing, like, artistically, maybe you can't do that, or you just don't want to. Like,
and it requires a certain amount of space and ability to focus.
Yeah. You know? So then in that instance, maybe you don't get involved in terms of, like, doing it with them, but it's giving them the space and the time to do it and taking an active interest in, like, so for instance, you've taken up leather working, which we think we've talked about a little bit in various episodes. And, you know, your weekends are a mixture of that, exercise, doing some work sometimes, like your actual job work, and spending time with me. And, you know, I don't make a thing out of any of that. I might say, okay, sounds like you've got a busy weekend. Can we at least spend Saturday night together? Like, and, you know, we spend the mornings, we have breakfast together and stuff like that. I mean, it's weird because we're in the same house, but we're doing different things. Like, I might be writing or reading or journaling or watching a show or out walking the dogs, you know, go out for a long walk. You are doing the variety of those things that we just talked about. So it's like, there's no guilt, there's no judgment. There is expectation of like, okay, well, you've been doing that a lot. Can we spend some time together? Can we both be hands-on in the same activity, or watch a film together, or play a video game together, or just sit in the garden with the fire and talk? Like, we always kind of try to make time so that we each have space for what we want to do and what we need from our days. And then I also look at the bright side of that. Like, if he's working on his leather craft for most of the day, that means that I can, you know, clean. Like, yesterday I cleaned the house because I felt like, oh, I'm not losing time with you. Like, house needs some cleaning, so I'll do that. Binge watching a show that you just would not be your thing. Like, yeah. Again, historical period drama stuff, like, you wouldn't enjoy it. So I get to then enjoy it without being like, oh, can we watch something else? Or like, oh, God, the acting's so, you know, whatever you're going to say about it. You know, we both have time and space for that. So I think it's a balance of, yeah, being involved, but also just giving your partner.
Well, we did an episode, must be a year ago now. I think it was called Your Partner Deserves to Be Happy Too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the point of that was we all play a part in our partner's happiness just by, you know, just by how we respond to the things they want to do. So your responsibility is to make yourself happy, but you also have a responsibility is not to make your partner happy. You know, they have to do that, but you have a responsibility to facilitate it. So if there's something they want to do, if it's something they want to do all the time and it's becoming a problem, fair enough. But if it's just, oh, there's this thing I'd really like to do that and it's a one-off or it's not really a big deal, you just say, yeah, do you know what? That's fair. You deserve that. I will let's figure out how we, if there's kids or whatever, if there's something to figure out, then figure it out. Or just say, yeah, you know what? You enjoy that. I'll do this in the meantime. But they do deserve to be happy. And we've always said, you know, when you become a couple, you're still two individuals. You still have your own interests and your own hobbies and your own pursuits and your own ambitions and everything else that makes you you. And you deserve, and your partner deserves, to be supported in that. And that doesn't necessarily mean you do anything for them other than just say, that's okay with me. Mm-hmm. You do what you need to do. You know, you can have boundaries around it in terms of expectations, like, how long do you think that's going to be? Okay, that's fine, but can we, you know, that's going to be hard for me, so when you get back, can we do this? Yeah. You know, you can have those conversations, but they do deserve to be happy, and it's important that you acknowledge your role in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's also important that you make the best of that time. You know, if your partner's involved in something, in a hobby or, you know, whatever, that you also enjoy that time. Like, I remember with your band, you guys were recording one of your EPs, and like, so like for weekends, like almost the entire weekend, like you'd leave like after breakfast or just before lunchtime and you wouldn't be home until dinner time. And this was like for a few weekends in a row. And so one day I was like, getting ready. You're like, oh, what are you doing today? I was getting ready to leave at the same time. You were like, oh, I'm seeing my friend. Like, we're going to go to the pub. We're going to go shopping. We're going to have lunch. And you were like, oh, I'm really glad because, like, I feel kind of guilty. Like, I've been like, oh, okay. Like, wow, you've been gone a lot. But I hadn't said anything guilt-inducing. And you're like, oh, I'm really glad because, like, I feel really bad that, like, for the last two or three weekends you've just been on your own. And it's like, no, it's fine. Like,
yeah, well, it's like we always say, too, you know, that you don't complete each other, you complement each other. So if you're feeling a certain resentment or whatever word you want to use for your partner being busy, if that's because you're bored and you just don't know how to fill your own time, like, that's a problem. Work on that,
because
it's not fair to put that on them. Like, they're not a toy. They're not there just because you can't fill your time any other way. It's like, well, what do I do? I'm bored. I need you here with me. That's one, that's unhealthy. Two, you'll probably at some point in the future, near or far, you will look back and say, oh, fuck, like, I thought that was going to come to a head at some point.
Yeah.
You know, because there's emptiness sounds like such a harsh word, but you know what I mean? Like, that means there's something you're using someone else to fill that gap.
Yeah.
And you need to fill it yourself. So be aware, like, that's not fair. If it's, I don't want you doing that because it makes me feel like it puts a spotlight on something missing for me, then that's on you. You need to fill that time. Use the time to find a new hobby or interest, or watch a film if you can't think of anything to. There's always, like, it's never been harder to be bored than it is now, really. Like, you can waste time, but there are, especially if you've got the technology to listen to this podcast, I mean, you've got the internet, you can fill time and proactively.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you're becoming a leather expert. You're watching loads of other leather expert videos and like learning you can learn a new skill. Like
you like on your phone, you can download an app and you can learn a new language and you can learn anything.
Everything you've bought for your leather working, you haven't gone to a store. Like everything has been brought to you, like delivered and stuff.
It's
so,
an amazing time. So if it's a case of, I don't want you doing that because what am I going to do? Now is the best time ever in history to find what to do. But if that's not, if it's just that you miss each other, like that's great. But you support each other and realize this. It's like if you consider your relationship like a bank account, that's you making deposits to make it grow, make it stronger, and it's going to facilitate them feeling good about you. Like I said before, if you give them a chance to miss you, they'll probably be more affectionate later on too, and they'll probably want to return. Like, okay, well, now it's your turn. Why don't you do this, and I'll look after the kids, or I'll do this, so you have that time to do what you do. You know, the opposite of it is you drag each other down. If one of you says, I don't want you doing that because what about me, then the other one's going to, maybe just out of retaliation, say the same thing when it's your turn to do. Well, no, you can't do that. You didn't let me go last week. And it just, you come down this.
It doesn't need to be like that.
It's a difficult road that's very hard to come back from, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I think just, you know, go after your interests, nurture your partners, and be a part of them when you can. Like it's, you know, life's there to be enjoyed, and there's so much more to enjoy than just your partner. You know, you need to have things, pursuits that you enjoy and things that you can experience together, really. Absolutely. It doesn't always have to be together, but sometimes it's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. Kind of
short and sweet.
Short and sweet, simple to the point this week. As always, let us know any questions you've got. You know where to find us, and we'll see you next week.